Production. Recorded live.
Welcome. My name is Brenda Lanoff of the Mindful Healing Show and creator of a company called Whispering Energetic Healing. I work with a lot of different modalities and help people around the world, and you can do this on Skype or phone. And just love to interview as well. And one of the people that I love to interview and my favorite guest is Tom Palladino. Now, I love to do these radio shows because we really need the information out there. And, you know, the Eastern and Western medicine, we can work together and we can overcome health challenges. So this radio show is for anyone who wants to experience, you know, like some unique and powerful ways, you know, to complement your current practices. So if you are a patient, if you are a healthcare professional, holistic healer, or any individual looking for any type of transformation. So I'll just talk a little bit about Tom here before I bring him on. Tom is a scalar energy researcher. He has developed a treatment process using a scalar instrument where he's able to administer the scalar energy reverse phase angle harmonic of a pathogen. Now, I'm going to have Tom come on because he's going to explain exactly what that is and how we can use scalar energy to heal our mind, body, and spirit. So welcome, Tom. I'm so pleased that you could come back on again.
Thanks again, once again, for the invitation to come back. It's a pleasure always to be here. Thank you.
So, Tom, can you explain scalar energy? Because I think there's some confusion maybe out there as there's the bad scalar energy, then there's the good scalar energy. Or would you even word it that way?
No, I would say that all scalar energy is favorable. It's really a divine character. I frankly believe scalar energy is directly from God. And then since it's a gift from God, it's a matter of how you control it and how you harness that energy. That really can tell the future, if you will, of the action. So that is, scalar energy is from the sun. It's from our stars. I believe it's primal. Hence, I believe it's an energy from God himself. With that said, it can be controlled. We now can understand more about this energy and to control it, and it is our actions. It is our actions that we intend, and in so doing, that is the difference between the good or evil. So I would say scalar energy in and of itself is a friendly, it's a benign energy. It's quite subtle, and as long as we want to work hand in hand, it will indeed be to our benefit. It's incredible. The potential of scalar energy is incredible.
Well, Tom, when they talk about, like, there's some thought as to scalar energy as the electromagnetic field, or they, you know, I've heard reference to scalar energy as to any negative energy, such from the cell phones and et cetera. So, to me, there's a little bit of a confusion with this word scalar energy when you're trying to describe it to people.
Sure. I would agree with you. The electromagnetic energy is not necessarily beneficial. Scalar energy is not electricity. It's not magnetism. And there are obviously incidences in which electromagnetic energy is harmful. I agree with that. To the contrary, I believe it's scalar energy, this subtle energy directly from God, that is benign, that is nothing but life-enhancing. So eventually we're going to see mankind change, and instead of using electricity, we're going to use scalar energy. It's as simple as that. We're going to opt out of electricity, and we'll start using scalar energy, which does not have any drawbacks, which is a perfect energy once again.
Yeah, that's exciting. And, of course, people would want that sooner than later for this to all occur. Yeah,
right.
Interesting. Do you feel it'll be within our time,
yeah,
you know,
I
within
do.
The next 20, 30 years?
prior to that, Brenda, the day is coming. Many of you have heard of Nikola Tesla. Tesla was one of the greatest scalar energy researchers, and he did not achieve his goal to, if you will, scalarize the world, but to the contrary, today everything has changed. We really have a very educated population today, and people are starting to get it. And scalar energy, in my estimation, within the next 5 to 10 years will be embraced by mankind. It's coming that quickly. You just can't stop it. Once people see the benefits of scalar energy, they will start to replace electricity with scalar energy. That's my prediction.
Yeah, that's exciting. Well, I've been with your scalar energy now for, oh gosh, it's probably coming up about 2 years. And I know I have my stories, and that's why I really wanted you to come on, because it has helped in so many ways, as I just don't have the same kind of pain in my knees, and I'm still dealing with inflammation, and I know you'll get into how it can help us, but I have to tell you, my knees, I can bend them, which is really exciting.
Sure.
And so it's definitely helped me out. And I'd love for you to get into how exactly does this scalar energy work. I know you have some type of this, again, a scalar instrument. So when somebody's working with you, they decide, well, maybe I'm going to try this out. How exactly does that work at a distance?
Sure. Scalar energy can be used remotely. Scalar energy is a, if you will, a matrix. Scalar energy is found everywhere in the universe. And with my scalar energy instrument, I can treat people remotely. I can treat people halfway around the world, so to speak. How does that work? Well, if you can understand a hologram, a scalar energy force field is a hologram. And when you're working with people anywhere in the world, everybody's part of that hologram. Everybody's part of the matrix. So imagine a grid system that pre-exists. That's what scalar energy is. It's a grid system. Everything is interconnected. And the way I work with people remotely is by way of their photograph. So again, this benign energy, this perfect energy from God, can be controlled, can be engineered, and in so doing, you can reach anybody, you can have a communication with anybody in the world. And the way I communicate with people is simply by virtue of their photograph. Well, that in and of itself speaks of a grid system or a matrix that pre-exists. And that's the beauty of scalar energy. We do not have to create a power plant. You do not have to create a grid system of relay stations and telephone wires and conduit. To the contrary, the power exists in the sun and the stars. The grid system is this, so to speak, hologram that pre-exists. So scalar energy is much, much more efficient than electricity. And again, in review, I access scalar energy with a scalar energy instrument, and in so doing, I can broadcast scalar energy anywhere in the world simply by virtue of a photograph. Now, I know that sounds profound, but that indeed is what I do on a daily basis. And once we understand this, and once we have a more mature outlook and again, a deeper understanding of scalar energy, we will see how scalar energy is much, much more advantageous than that of electricity.
Well, what I'm excited about, and because of the work that I personally do and as a medical intuitive, so I'm checking for clients if they have the fungal mold, bacteria, any type of pathogens, and I know because of myself that viral is related to so many things and personally has happened with me. So that's what really excites me, how you can disassemble all types of pathogens. Can you talk about how this occurs?
Yes, I'd love to. With scalar energy, you not only can treat people around the world by way of their photograph, but scalar energy, once again, it's so versatile. Scalar energy allows us to control physical forms. Well, the way I have calibrated my instruments, I can control the physical forms of viruses. And in so doing, if I can control the form and actually break down the molecular form or structure of a virus, I literally can destroy a virus inside a person. And what Brenda is alluding to is this. With a scalar energy instrument, we have control over viruses. Let me repeat that. I will expand upon it. A scalar energy instrument allows us to control, break down, negate the molecular forces that hold together a virus. So if we can do that, then we can eradicate. We can eradicate any viral infection, any viral disease. Now, in practice, I've worked with this extensively with people who've had herpes or the human papillomavirus or even the HIV virus. And my experience is this. A scalar energy instrument will break down, will negate the molecular code for the herpes virus, for the human papillomavirus, for the HIV virus. And what we see now is the beginning, the advent of scalar energy to be used for human health. That is, a scalar energy instrument can break apart germs, pathogens, in particular viruses, and do so at a distance. Again, scalar energy is a non-local energy. That is, you can work with it remotely as conveniently as you can work with it within your laboratory. So in a nutshell, what we're saying is scalar energy will be used extensively in the future to break down, to disassemble pathogens such as viruses, and in so doing, restore the human body to health, to a health that is pathogen-free.
Well, I do know, Tom, that as soon as I started scalar energy with you, and I've mentioned this in a couple of interviews that we had, but I had broken my arm, and all of a sudden I was getting, I could feel it working, and I was getting these rashes that were coming up, and I just knew intuitively that I was detoxing. So, and I could feel it when it was coming in because I'm so sensitive to energy. I mean, that's what I do all day long is, I guess we all work with energy, but I do that with the type of work as the healing work that I do. But I can feel it when it's actually coming in on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. So once somebody submits their photograph to you, it's then broadcasted through this scalar machine. Is it at certain times that people will be getting this treatment, and how do they know that they're going to be receiving treatments of scalar energy?
Sure. I actually work with people on a daily basis, and the way I look at my healing ministry is the same way that you would look at a clinic or a hospital. Well, you never close a clinic or a hospital. So I work with people and I treat people 7 days a week with scalar energy because people need help. There is no holiday against or vacation against sickness. So we have to be vigilant. So I treat people 7 days a week. And in so doing, I'm able to work with people once again by way of their photograph. Most people can feel this subtle energy. I think you've in many ways alluded to that by how you felt this sensation as a means of recovery. And in so doing, again, so many people can feel this energy. It's really life enhancing, and it serves to even provide a psychological boost to so many people. Well, I follow up my daily administration of scalar energy with an email notice to all of my clients to alert them that they have been treated. And within that email, I have summarized the extent of the treatments on a daily basis. So, in synopsis, all we need is a photograph to treat somebody with scalar energy anywhere in the world. I have the ability to break apart pathogens such as viruses, to eradicate viruses from the body. Most people feel it. You felt it, Brenda. It is a very subtle energy. It's sublime. There's nothing that I would consider to be untoward about this energy or painful. It is really a very soothing administration of this divine energy. Again, I believe this process that we have developed will, once someday, soon, hopefully, take the world by storm. We have in our means, finally, to eradicate pathogenic disease. Thousands of pathogenic diseases now can be controlled with scalar energy.
Yeah, it's exciting. And I know, Tom, that in addition to eradicating the pathogens, you also work with the chakras. Now, for someone who's maybe never heard about chakras, can you explain what is that, maybe briefly, and then how does it work with chakras?
Sure. Everybody has seven chakras. And instead of saying a chakra, we could use synonymously the term meridian, or perhaps a point of light, or seven focal points in the body. And quite literally, the body does have seven scalar energy vortices. And those vortices are nothing less than a collection of scalar information. So when I work with my scalar energy instrument, my instrument has such a powerful broadcast of scalar energy that it does have a profound effect upon our seven chakras or our seven meridians. Use the term that you're comfortable with. And again, that's nothing short of seven points in the body that process information or instructions. So my scalar energy instrument, when we broadcast scalar energy, it's a reprogramming of our body, our soul, mind, and body. And it is the download of scalar energy or scalar instructions that once again has this lugubrious effect on our soul, mind, and body. So as our, again, understanding of scalar energy matures and deepens, we will realize that scalar energy is in of itself, in many ways, the architectural blueprints of the universe, including the blueprints of our soul, mind, and body. So what am I saying? A scalar energy chakra balancing downloads instructions into our seven chakras, and in so doing, we finally have the proper instructions that help us spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. This is discernible. Many of the people, thousands of the people that I've worked with have told me that a chakra balancing has improved their mental attitude. Some people have even said it has reversed or cured their depression.
I definitely believe that. When I receive scalar, because I'm in mountain time, so a few hours behind Eastern time, it's great because in the morning that I know of, but it used to wake up fairly calm. So it's just a great, great way to, you know, to begin the day after receiving the scalar. Then I get my email. Oh, I've received scalar, and my daily email, scalar treatment. And so it's just a nice confirmation of, yes, that's what I received and this is how I'm feeling. So thank you for that. It's beautiful.
Thank you. It really is. And I want to emphasize, scalar energy is natural energy from the sun, from the stars. So what we're speaking of is a new way of utilizing sunlight. Again, it's benign. There's nothing to fear about this energy. And the proper administration of this energy can only help you. This is just the tip of the iceberg. I forecast, again, within the next 5 to 10 years, scalar energy will be embraced by mankind, and this energy will have a greater impact than that of electricity.
Wow. Well, and Tom, I think people need to hear also, and this is also really exciting, is the nutrient therapy that people receive with scalar energy, because, you know, it can be so overwhelming to pick up all the different vitamins that you need and minerals, amino acids, all the phytochemicals, et cetera, that you're able to have downloaded. So to me, this has been such a lifesaver, and especially if you're traveling, you don't want to be carrying all these pills with you, this is just so fantastic to get, knowing that I'm taken care of, that those nutrients, et cetera, are coming in on a daily basis.
Yeah, I would concur. Thank you. What we're referring to is the ability of scalar energy to work with the body and to assemble inside the body antioxidants. In other words, you do not have to ingest some type of protein drink or multivitamin or mineral. To the contrary, scalar energy creates, assembles nutrients inside the body. And it's a very simple process. Scalar energy takes the existing elements of the body, such as calcium and carbon and hydrogen and nitrogen, and then assembles the elements of the body into a molecular code or a molecular structure. So in practice, by treating somebody for an antioxidant, the body, the human body, under the influence of scalar energy, would take hydrogen and carbon and phosphorus and manganese and just assemble those elements into a geometric pattern, into a molecular pattern. And you would have as an end result an antioxidant. So imagine we are transmuting elements in the body into a higher structure, into a molecular structure. And we do that all by way of light, by way of energy. You do not have to swallow a pill. That is, scalar light will assemble an antioxidant in the body.
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, and the thing is, people can learn too. Like, if you're not too sure if you're receiving the nutrients, if you learn how to test for yourself, and everybody can do this, it's everybody has the opportunity to do that and the right to do that, but you can actually test. So you can ask your body, you know, have I received all the vitamins, the minerals, amino acids, etc., and test on it. So there's various ways of doing that, but it's just such a confirmation. You know, for example, I ask myself, like, because I always question about vitamin C. For example, am I getting enough vitamin C? So I asked my body, and you can measure the outcome, and it was yes, I'm getting 100% optimal level of vitamin C. So, you know, it's just so fantastic knowing that we're just basically being taken care of. And if anybody questions this whole scalar energy, I just really, it's all about the same energy that we've received in prayer. So sometimes when somebody's sending a prayer to you, you might feel a little bit different, but you don't know, you can't really put a finger on it. I think that's how I would describe scalar energy, Tom, is that it's working and you know that's benefiting you, and it's might not be an immediate, oh, geez, I just received scalar energy. It could be very, very subtle, but you know that things are shifting and changing.
I would agree, and I think that's very prudent of you. I agree. Scalar energy is prayer. That is, every time you pray, it's some broadcast, some type of a scalar energy broadcast. And imagine that. Now we finally understand there's a science behind prayer, and there's a science behind good and decent and uplifting and positive thoughts. Anytime you have a positive thought, that likewise carries scalar energy information. So prayer and positive thinking is a function of scalar energy. And you put that into context, now we understand why it's so important to have a positive outlook on life. Because you actually become a beacon, if you will, a broadcast device yourself for scalar energy. And if you're positive and you're prayerful and you're happy, you are actually broadcasting those instructions to the universe. So it's so important to be in the moment, to be happy. I realize life has its challenges, but you cannot let yourself get down. You have to stay positive. And that is in and of itself a life-enhancing quality. You will enhance your lifestyle by being positive, by praying. I've seen this in so many people. Essentially, you create the world that you want. If you want to be positive, you'll be a happy person, a positive person. If you want to be depressed and you put that scalar energy out there, that's what you're going to get.
Yes, and all the ways that we can do that, and it's so essential to do that, and I'm constantly getting reminded of that. So when we get rid of those negative emotions, it can help increase our immune system. So the scalar energy can help keep that pH level up at the higher levels that it should be, because you are of that, you know, positive thoughts, and you're just at a higher frequency and a higher vibration, so your health is going to be there. Now, it is difficult just to stop yourself in the tracks sometime, and you know, we can just get depressed, but we're only human beings, so that's going to happen. But it's catching ourselves as much as possible and checking in, you know, what's really going on here. And I know the scalar energy is definitely beneficial when it comes to elevating our energy and our mood. And I have to get to this, Tom. As you know, I work with many people who have cancer, just helping them with their emotions and their coaching. But what I'm really excited about, I'm just looking at some information that you had sent me a while ago. You have an article, and this article associates viral infections with human cancer.
Yeah.
So is that still the case? At least 25 to 30% of all human cancers are caused by viruses?
Yes, and that is quite telling, and thank you for working with me in that regard. It might come to surprise to some people that viruses cause cancer, not all cancer. But we've now identified at least 25 to 30% of all human cancers are caused by viruses. That is, if we look at the entire list of cancers that have been developed and been experienced by mankind, imagine that. The etiology points to a virus. Well, I think that figure is rather conservative, and I think as our understanding between viral and cancer proliferation, when we understand a fuller picture, I think that figure will jump to maybe 35 to 40%. So let's put this in review. When a virus enters into the human body, it infects a cell. It's known as integration. That is, the genetic material of a virus will integrate, will be injected, if you will, incorporated into the human cell. And once the human cell is confused, once our DNA is confused with this genetic code from a virus, it starts to multiply wildly. It starts to proliferate. And this uncontrolled growth is per se cancer. So in review, a virus injects, if you will, integrates its genetic code into the human cell, and the human cell cannot stop growing. You have cancer. Well, what I propose is this. The ability of scalar energy to break apart, to disassemble viruses, serves as a prophylactic measure. We can prevent some types of cancers. And let me give you a quick list as to what scalar energy can do to eradicate a virus and how we can prevent the associated cancer. Let's start with the human papillomavirus. The human papillomavirus has been associated with cervical cancer. At least 35% of all cases of cervical cancer are caused by the human papillomavirus. Well, it has been shown, and I have demonstrated this, my scalar energy instruments can break apart the human papillomavirus. Hence, I can prevent cervical cancer. The human papillomavirus also causes anal cancer. Hence, by disassembling, by eradicating the human papillomavirus, we can prevent anal cancer. Moving on, the cytomegalovirus is another virus that has been attributed to cancer, specifically brain tumors. I have the ability to break apart to destroy the cytomegalovirus. Hence, in some ways, I can curtail this advent of brain tumors for some people. Now, I'm not saying I can cure a brain tumor, but by eradicating the cytomegalovirus, I can prevent some brain tumors in people. The hepatitis virus. Hepatitis B virus is the cause of pancreatic cancer. Well, I can routinely break down, I can destroy the hepatitis B virus. And in so doing, I can prevent, in some cases, pancreatic cancer. So we look at the cause and effect relationship, the fact that we can indeed destroy, break down viruses, and correspondingly, we can prevent so many cancers. This, in and of itself, is another wonderment, if you will, of scalar energy. And it serves as a clarion call to people around the world that scalar energy will be used to prevent cancer. Perhaps to the order of 25 to 30% of all cancers can be prevented by scalar energy. Well, this is a great advantage to mankind. And this is what Brenda and I are trying to impart upon people and for people to start incorporating. Yes, this is real. Yes, this is tenable. Yes, we are experiencing this today. This is not theory. This is practice. And that's the objective of this talk. We want this to be made known. This is of great benefit to mankind.
Yeah, it's exciting. And, you know, things are moving along so quickly now in the universe. And I just think it's really time that people really try to catch up here. What is all available? You know, here all of the scalar energy is available. And it sounds so simplistic, and I guess in many ways it can be, because it's the energy of the sun, like you're saying, and that to me is simplistic, and yet within the simplicity, it's very complex as to what you're doing, and as a researcher, and how you've been able to create this machine that's able to eradicate all these pathogenic viruses, etc. So. Oh, this is so essential, Tom. I'm excited for people to hear about this piece in itself as to the cancer, because I believe it's continually on the increase, and with all the environmental issues, and everybody knows the stories. There's been a lot of information sent out on cancer and the causes of that are out there. So we need to get as preventative as possible. And this is where, to me, this is preventative work, and to get at it sooner than later. I know for myself, I know I had a virus in my 20s, and I really do believe it led to several things, such as rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, and I've had some other things happen. So I really do believe that this has really helped turn the corner for me, and thank goodness, because I want to be around for a while. I have a lot of work to do. I in helping people out like what you're doing, and you know, we just need to be here and be as healthy as possible so we can do what we need to do. And I think most people feel that way. We all have a story, and we need to get it out, and we need to support one another. So thank you so much for doing what you're doing, and I really want the word to get out again, and especially as to the preventing some of this human cancer. It's fantastic work.
Thank you, and I would concur. The point we're trying to drive home is this is for everybody now. This is not esoteric. We can do this today. I do this routinely every day. And Brenda and I have joined forces, so to speak, and we want to prevent cancer, obviously, and we want to offer this platform for new and exciting ways to improve our health. Neither one of us is against Western medicine. Obviously, Western medicine has its place. But what we see is integrative medicine. There are new approaches to wellness, and we firmly believe that scalar energy is one of those new approaches that mankind will eventually embrace, and we will see incredible results. We will alleviate suffering, and we will prevent death. That's the point of our work, to alleviate suffering and to prevent death. What could be more noble?
Exactly. So for somebody that is currently having health issues, does this help? Does this assist with maybe reducing some of their effects of that particular disease?
This is what I've experienced over a wide population of people. I have the ability now with scalar energy to eradicate, to disassemble over 350,000 species of germs, pathogens, not only viruses, but harmful bacteria and parasites, protozoan, even mold in the body. Well, when you do that, when you have this consummate ability to cleanse the body of pathogens, so many conditions, so many ailments seem to abate or in many ways to reverse themselves completely, such as fibromyalgia. Well, there's more than one cause of fibromyalgia, and it's still a nebulous concept. But as an example, my ability to destroy over 350,000 species of germs helps many people with fibromyalgia. They no longer have the inflammation or the stiffness, or they don't feel that their muscle pain or their fatigue is what it used to be. Well, that makes sense. If we can eradicate the germs that are at least playing a part in fibromyalgia, and many of them do, such as mold and the mycotoxins in mold, sometimes viruses have been considered a trigger for fibromyalgia, etc. Well, this, again, is a stepping stone in the right direction. Why would anybody want to have a pathogen in their body? That only spells trouble, either at the present moment or in the future. So my point is, scalar energy is either directly capable of eradicating a disease, or at least mitigating, at least palliating the symptoms of a disease. And again, it's a simple process. It's all administered by way of light. It's painless. And it's so subtle, most people don't even feel it. You really have to be quite sensitive to even sense it, to feel it. So it's painless. And all you need to do is provide a photograph. It could not be easier.
No, absolutely. It's and you're just going to feel just really good, you know, and especially when your chakras are balanced, it's just a really nice feeling. The depression, like Tom had mentioned, it does lessen, and you just wake up just sort of in a better mood in general. So, you know, you're still going to have, not every day is going to be rosy. You know, I don't think that's what we're alluding to, but it definitely takes the edge off, and it gets you in that lighter, you know, happier place that we need to be at so that we can live our life the way it's intended to be. Tom, when somebody signs up with you for the scalar, what's the process, and for how many days and how many weeks, et cetera, does a person have to?
Sure. What we decided is to offer a free 15-day trial. So get out a pen or a piece of paper and take this down. Brenda and I would like to offer everybody in the listening audience free treatments for 15 days. No obligation, free. I'm going to give you a website. It is The website is creativestrength.us. Let me spell that. Creative, C-R-E-A-T-I-V-E, strength, strength.us. Again, creativestrength.us. So as a gift from both of us, anybody in the listening audience can sign up free of charge for 15 days of scalar energy treatments. And in so doing, you will feel better. All we ask of you is to provide your photograph. That's all you have to do. And again, there's no obligation. Simply visit creativestrength.us, upload your photograph, and we do the rest. We'll send you an email every day to keep you abreast of our progress, to allow you to have an insight to the treatments on a daily basis. And in so doing, I promise you, you will feel better. Our ability to balance your chakras on a daily basis, our ability to eradicate over 350,000 species of germs, our ability to assemble nutrients in your body, and doing that on a daily basis for the span of 15 days, I promise you, you will feel better. Everybody, man, woman, and child, everybody on the face of the earth should experience these standardized treatments. This will be a benefit to everybody. So please, creativestrength.us, sign up, get your family and friends to sign up, no obligation, and it's our gift to you. We want to prove to you that this works. It does.
On the 15 days free, that's, you know, that may not sound like a lot of days, maybe to some people, like, oh, how come not 30 days or whatever. I can guarantee that in 15 days, based on my own experience, you will feel different. Absolutely, Tom, I just wouldn't have you, we wouldn't be doing this interview. Like, I just believe in it so much. So if that's very, very generous. And I know I've had a few of my clients who did take up your offer, and they're just like, wow, they could feel the difference, and they're excited about it. So absolutely, this is for anyone, creativestrength.us, why not? Nothing to lose and everything to gain, I guess, Tom. So that's fantastic offer that you're doing. And I guess people, does give people really good sense, like this is for you or it's not. So it's a really great opportunity.
Thank you. I would agree. Please visit the website, creativestrength.us. Sign up for 15 days. Sign up your friends, even your cats and your dogs. I have a St. Bernard. I put my St. Bernard on Scalar Energy on a daily basis. My St. Bernard is the epitome of health. many people put their cats and dogs, their birds, even their horses, and some farmers put their livestock on Scalar Energy.
Wow.
Why? Scalar Energy is universal. This is universal health care. You will feel better. Your pets will feel better. So take us up on the offer.
Yeah, exactly. How exciting. You know, people just love their animals. And for a lot of people, their animals are they're their children. And absolutely. Like, how fantastic. I might have to consider that now, Tom, for my hyper little border collie. see what happens with her. But no, that's very, very, very cool. So when they, probably what we should do right now is just give people your information as to your website, and just let people know what's all available within your website and how you have these, your own like radio shows or people can call in and ask information. It's a wealth of information just on your website and your past shows that you have.
Sure. The website is selfhealgo.com, selfhealgo.com. And it really is the center point of our work. All of our articles are open to public domain. There's nothing on the website that is not accessible by anybody. So my point is, I present on my website the means, and I demonstrate, and sometimes I have some videos to further that point, I demonstrate my Scalar Energy instruments. I want to be very open and straightforward about this. I want the world to embrace this. So again, it is selfhealgo.com. Again, as Brenda pointed out, there is a wealth of information. Please visit the website, and in so doing, you will see the beginning of this new era, the advent of Scalar Energy. I am one of the pioneers, I believe, presently, who is presenting Scalar Energy as an alternative energy source. Gone are the days of coal and nuclear and electricity. The new age, the new era, will be a Scalar Energy era. And Scalar Energy is going to change the way we live. It's a new energy. It's a different way of living. That is the ultimate goal. It's to improve the lifestyle of everybody in the world. That's my goal. That's Brenda's goal. Yes, it starts with this health aspect, but Scalar Energy can be used, can be utilized in so many walks of life. Its application is essentially limitless. So if this is the first time you've heard about Scalar Energy, it will not be the last time. My prediction is the next 5 to 10 years, Scalar Energy will be the norm. It will take the world by storm, and we will see tremendous advances. We will see mankind advance significantly with this new energy, scalar energy.
Yeah, it's exciting. And I know, Tom, that, you know, if there's people that would maybe like to have their family, or maybe they're at work and they decide, oh, let's all get together and get some scalar energy, you can, they can do groups too. Is that not right? Where people can, yeah.
Yes, we offer group packages to make this more affordable, and I would highly encourage people to, if you're going to sign up your family, your loved ones. It makes sense, because not only will you achieve optimum health, but your loved ones. And some people, even in offices, in corporate offices, sign up their entire department. People feel better. I have one corporation that signs up 70 employees every month. They feel better. They swear by it, and that's why they are religious in being treated with scalar energy.
Now, that's being very proactive, and yes. Wouldn't it be fantastic if all companies were as proactive as that? And when you're proactive, your employees are going to be healthier and performing, and, I mean, what a smart way of doing business. Very, very smart.
Yeah, it is. And it only comes back to the company, if you will, in increased employee satisfaction. Actually, their medical bills, if you will, have decreased because their staff, their employees are healthy. They're happy. It's just it's a win-win situation. When you're healthy, you can work, and your work performance is outstrips that of a person who doesn't feel well, or somebody who's sick. Let's face it. So
yeah.
I could see this in the future as being the means to not only cure, but in many ways to enhance the lifestyle of not only employees, but athletes and people around the world who have a vested interest in either the workplace or their athletic performance, et cetera, et cetera. It's, again, there's so many applications of scalar energy, it's almost mind-boggling. And the day is coming. Scalar energy will replace electricity. It's a new way of living. I promise you, our lives are going to change for the better.
Well, and Tom, every time I speak to you or listen to you on your own radio show, like, you're so enthusiastic and you're so excited, it's contagious. You're a very good person, and it's an honor that I have had some interviews with you and for today. And, thank you for the continual work that you're doing. I'm going to be passing on this information and the link. And I will be posting this link also on my website, which is whisperingenergetic.ca. So it's whisperingenergetic.ca. So I'll be posting this. You can listen to it anytime. And, so, Tom, thank you so much. There's, again, so much information. I really recommend everybody go to the website, check it out. He has videos there, lots and lots of articles, and just everything that you can imagine just to learn about this scalar energy.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Tom, thank you, and we'll be in touch, and, So take care and talk again.
Thank you so much, Brenda. And God bless everybody. Good night.
Good night.